Well, I think in a story that the mainstream media has missed, we are now 8 months into the current legislative session here. The Democratic Party has introduced 131 bills, and not one of these bills repeals the collective bargaining changes that were so controversial only 2 years ago. I think it's something that ought to be talked about a lot, and that apparently the Democrat Party has come to the conclusion that Governor Walker was right. I mean, they've introduced bills to raise the minimum wage, to make it more difficult to do mining, to get a property tax exemption for a theater, a variety of things, raise the fines on a seatbelt violation. But for the Democrat Party to spend 8 months and do nothing on collective bargaining is showing that they realize we can't go back to the day of making it impossible to fire a bad teacher, or back to the days of propping up an inefficient insurance company, or quite frankly, even back to the days of which local units of government, being the city of Sheboygan or Sheboygan County, has to pay for all of its employees' pensions. We just can't do it. And I commend the Democrats for having the guts to stand up to their union and say, we're not even going to try this. Now, it probably wouldn't pass, but I've been in the minority. And you usually introduce bills that maybe won't pass to show what you do if you won elections in the future. And it's nice to see the Democrat Party, this is not a priority for them among the public employees. They realize Governor Walker apparently did the right thing, and it's not an issue they're going to discuss.